Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope you guys all saw the live video on Facebook, on VoiceU Facebook yesterday. But anyways, today we have a video, and it's called What Would Happen If You Never Left Your Bed? You know, sometimes I really want to know something like this because I never wanted to leave my bed. So anyway, let's take a look at today's sentence. Complete rest will also cause your endurance to decrease, leading to fatigue and even more inactivity. And your muscles will begin to atrophy too, losing their mass. And your bones also lose their mass, eventually stabilizing around 40 to 70% of their original mass. Complete rest will also cause your endurance to decrease, leading to fatigue and even more inactivity. And your muscles will begin to atrophy too, losing their mass. And your bones also lose their mass, eventually stabilizing around 40 to 70% of their original mass. 那我们首先来看的呢是 endurance。endurance 呢是耐力的意思啊，的重音放在 dur 的地方。dur 这边有一个 du 的感觉 ，endurance。endurance, R-A-N-C, endurance. 那我们可以说 a full marathon is all about endurance and physical strength.一场全马呢，其实跟耐力和体力都是极大的考验。那它的动词原形呢是 endure 一样 ，dur 是发 ur 的音 ，endure 是忍耐。那我们可以说 ，I don't think she could endure another heartbreak。我不认为呢，她能再承受就是再一次的心碎。那我们来看的是 decrease 呢指的是减少的意思，它的重音在 de 的地方发 d。decrease 后面 ea 呢要记得发长音 e 是减少，它的相反呢则是 increase 重音在 cr 的地方，所以要记得重音 de 呢在前面 ，in increase 呢是在后面 ，decrease 跟 increase。举例来说呢 ，after the Grammys, the popularity of Adele has increased。在格莱美奖之后呢，这个 Adele 的受欢迎程度呢大大增加。大家昨天有看格莱美直播的人呢，一定都会知道，Adele 爆回了三大奖项。再我们来看的是 fatigue。fatigue 呢指的是疲劳的意思，那它的重音在 ti 的地方 ，fa 呢只有发短音 e， 所以是 fatigue。fatigue I 呢要记得发长音 e GUE 只有发个 fatigue 我知道这个字呢念起来的感觉呢跟它的字形看起来非常非常不像那我们可以说 Working overtime might cause fatigue resulting in death 这个如果工时超过的话呢很有可能导致疲劳致死那我这边要另外提的呢就是他们其实也没有长得很像可是我今天就联想到这个字它叫做 facade 很多人可能看到这个字呢一开始不太会念那这个字呢是指外观的意思它其实一开始是个法文字那它的 fa 呢是发短音 e 的音这边的长很像 c 的这个东西呢要发 s 的音那 a 则是 r 所以念起来是 facadeFacade 是一个外观的意思，那我们通常会讲一个建筑物的外观或一个人的外观，可是我们不太会用来形容什么书啊或者是动物的外观，通常都是比较常就是建筑和人这两种东西。那我们可以说 ，The facade of the church has been renewed for its 100th anniversary。这个教堂的外观呢，为了它的100周年稍微更新了一下。再我们来看的是 atrophy。Atrophy 呢是萎缩，那它的 a 呢是发 a 的音 ，tro 发短音 a，atrophy 呢只是发 fe 的音。For example, her left leg has atrophied due to the bone fracture. 她因为左腿骨折呢，肌肉稍微萎缩了一下。那比较有趣的是把这个 a 拿掉呢，就是另外一个字呢，它叫做 trophy。这边的 tro 呢就是发 o 的音，叫做 trophy。For example, the world-famous Nagoya Women's Marathon has a trophy of a Tiffany necklace. 举世闻名的这个名古屋马拉松啊，很多人都说身为跑者一定有朝一日要去跑一场。它最有名的战利品之一呢，就是那一条在终点线会为你戴上了 Tiffany 的项链。最后我们要来看的是 stabilize。stabilize 呢是指某个东西稳定的意思。那它的重音在 sta 的地方发 a 的音。BIL 呢发 bull, stabilize, 那 IZE 发 I 的音是使稳定。那我们可以说 ,her condition has been stabilized 3 days after the accident. 她在车祸三天之后呢情况终于稳定下来。那要讲一个东西是稳定的就讲说 stable 就好。stable, 它的重音在最前面的地方是发 A 的音 ,stable。那 stable 还有另外一个意思呢是马厩。 那它的名词原型呢，则是 stability， 重音呢比较不一样，就是在 bi 的地方 ，sta 呢就发短音 e 的音 ，stability 是稳定性。For example, he bought this car for its stability, not for its appearance. 他买这辆车呢，并不是因为它的外观，而是因为看上它的稳定性。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Complete rest will also cause your endurance to decrease, leading to fatigue and even more inactivity. And your muscles will begin to atrophy too, losing their mass. And your bones also lose their mass, eventually stabilizing around 40 to 70% of their original mass. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. If you guys haven't had a chance to watch the live video on VoiceTube Facebook, be sure to check it out and still leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!